Hi guys, I'm here with Nadia Granata on regarding the Eco Festival coming up. I'm going to ask him a few questions to get a feel of the event. So Nadia, how did you come up with the idea and what is it all about?
Okay, well the idea started probably about 3 years ago when we created something called Green Day, and Green Day was a one-day event around the campus at the University of Huddersfield, just trying to raise awareness about sustainability, and my events marketing students ran that event as part of their degree. The next year we did a Greenfest event, which was a 3-day awareness raising event, which expanded into the town centre of Huddersfield as well. And this year, as it's probably my last year of teaching because I'm moving on to new ground, I thought let's kick the boat out and let's go with a bang. So we're now going to do a 3-day music and eco festival, which will be bigger and better than anything we've done before.
Sounds brilliant, Nadia. What are you hoping to achieve with it?
Well, for my students, they're hoping to get something absolutely outstanding on their CVs. So being able to claim that they've taken part in putting together the biggest music and eco festival, certainly in West Yorkshire, possibly in Yorkshire, is something that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. Another thing is that we're doing it as part of a fundraising effort for the Lord Mayor's charity, which this year is the Forget-Me-Not Children's Hospice. So any surplus profits that we make will be distributed back to them, and we want to have fun, and prove that being green doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a tree hugger.
That sounds good, Nadia. Can you give us a flavour of what to expect there, maybe regarding acts or activities?
Well, as you know, Zach, it's early stages at this point in time, but we're already speaking to local bands, with no shortage of local bands that want to perform.